Now, this rail fence, they split the rail from timber, and they put, they make the rails lay in V shape, one rail upon the top of the other rail, and they keep adding the rails to the, get the height they want, and then they stop. I think most fence, most rail fence are 10 rails high. That's the old style when people didn't have wire fence at that time. They had to use this rail fence to keep the cattle out of the fields. That all right?
Okay, that's real good. Now, what other, you said there was a wire fence. How did they do that?
Well, this wire fence.
Use number two over here. We'll use number two for the wire.
Well, now, which way you want to go with this?
Anyway, you just put it in here somewhere. Anywhere in there.
Well, this wire fence has posts. And these posts, they use barbed wire for those.
Put it in here.
Well, that doesn't matter. We'll just divide the paper up like this.
Mm-hmm.
So that inside of each of these places we can put that fence. So someplace in here.
Well, now I want to draw a post.
Okay, here, you do it right up in here.
Well, this wire fence. There's two kind of wires, fences. There's a barbed wire fence, and this barbed wire fence has wire stretched from one post to the other. Mm-hmm. And each one of these posts, this wire stapled to it to keep the wire secure to the from pulling out. They use this fence mostly for cattle, and then there's another type fence. There's electric fence. It's made very much like the barbed wire fence, with one strand of wire to each post. And then they have an electric unit with a vibrator on it. And this vibrator, it charges this fence if anyone should ground it from the wire to the ground. If a person walks up to it, touches the wire, it will shock them just like it will cattle.
Does it hurt them real bad?
It won't hurt them, no. It'll just knock them loose from the fence, but yet it won't hurt them.
What about another kind of fence? Do you ever hear of a paling fence?
Yes, I've heard of paling fence.
Could you show me that in number four?
That's pretty hard to draw.
Yeah.